Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out, and I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man. Welcome. Hello.
And this week, we're a few weeks behind.
We are.
Because we have been conspired against, and that brings us to actually where we are at this very moment.
Yes. So we have to be quiet and maybe swift this episode. Mm-hmm. We come to you from our local Cracker Barrel, researching this week's topic, very much undercover, as I said. We're dressed as employees here, and we have a great supervisor this shift that's allowed us to combine our smoke breaks into one, and so that's how we're even able to record this for you today.
Right.
But we need to get this first part in, because there's been a lot of things happening, and we both got to talking about it and kind of think if we don't get this out there immediately, it may be too late. It may be absolutely too late.
And we're even taking the extra step of we don't even have our recording equipment here. We actually went into the Cracker Barrel store and found two hand-carved walkie-talkies and fitted them with recording devices so that we could record ourselves. So we're just kind of out back looking like we're, you know, playing with a couple walkie-talkies. But really, we're getting this whole story down before something happens.
Yes, yes. You all need to know and be aware. Just to catch you up, we were defending the color purple against rainbows and what we thought was a tyrannical view that rainbows had against purple. And some things have been revealed to us, and I think we uncovered something that wasn't supposed to be seen, be heard. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. You got it. You don't have to think real or hard about where else you see purple, and perhaps there is a group that is trying to take purple all for themselves, even so much as to remove it from the rainbow for their own, you know, for their own profit, for their own enjoyment, and the detriment of the rest of society. The question this week is, what does the red hat hide?
Bum, 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 pa.
And this is... this is going to be a two-parter.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't do this in one
originally,
episode.
We were going to do this all in 1 week, but so much has happened in the last 3 weeks that we've got to divide this up into two truth bombs that we're going to deliver to you guys this week and then a couple weeks from now. This part one is called Sabotage on Some Guy.
Yeah, yeah. And isn't that the truth? You can hear it in his voice, folks.
Yeah.
You can hear it in his voice today.
We've been pushed back for a couple of weeks. And listen, that hurts our hearts. We don't want to do that.
No.
We don't want to do that. But sometimes we get into the hard-hitting journalism that really pushes the boundaries of what society or secret society is willing to allow.
Yeah, exactly.
And a couple of weeks ago, we were going to finally do one show from our homes.
Yes.
We've been doing all these shows on the road. We've traveled all over the country, seeing all these celebrity guests. Mm-hmm. And we thought this one, you know, we didn't think it was that big a deal.
Right.
Like, I mean, for crying out loud, the Red Hat Society has a website.
Right.
People know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But we go to talk about them, and then all this crazy stuff happens. We think, all right, let's record this from home, and what happens? The very first week of trying to record this, the compressor on my air unit goes out.
Boom.
The very day we were going to record.
Done.
And my house goes from about a comfortable 67 degrees all the way up to about 85 degrees.
Ouch.
Yikes. Before we can even record. And I've just got my computer set up here in this little office, and it kind of acts like a heater, you know, and it gets it even hotter in here. So we just couldn't do it, folks.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. We were all at home, and there just wasn't any time to travel anywhere. So we had to push it back.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep. And we even had remote location for you to go to lined up. The Red Hats saw that coming, and they sabotaged that place's internet. so right. that we couldn't all the even bandwidth. Record there. Gone.
Yeah. Gone. All the bandwidth was just gone. I mean, I could sit down to play an MMO just fine, but I couldn't record audio.
Yeah. Coincidence? I think not. I think not.
It's like they just started renting the apartment next door and, you know, every bit of the bandwidth from the landlord's provided internet just was gone.
Yes.
What were we supposed to do?
I think that's it. I think they wanted to back us into a corner, make us question what we're doing, make us throw our hands up in the air, say this is not worth it. We just need to abandon our cause. And they don't know us. They don't know who we are.
And folks, listen, I'm telling you, 100%, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I moved in with my mother for a week.
Oh, wow.
Because from Sunday to Friday, I did not have air in my home.
Yeah.
It took until Friday afternoon for the air to be repaired because not only did I not have an air unit in my house, the fella that ordered the part or called in for the part to be ordered and be delivered to him so he could fix my air unit, he said, this never happens.
Yeah.
The part was 2 days late.
2 days late.
Getting to our house.
Whoa.
For crying out loud. If that doesn't scream Red Hat Society, Illuminati, I don't know what does.
Hello. Yes.
I mean, my house turned into the Red Face Society real quick because we were over here couldn't breathe trying to clean up the house, you know? I mean, it gets bad.
Man.
It gets bad.
I don't. You know, I always knew what we were doing was important, but you never know how hard hitting your questions are until someone tries to stop you.
Exactly. Exactly. Last week, totally different thing. We're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the end of the week, right? Mm-hmm. Of the air unit. It's finally back on and Friday. It's Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to post a picture of this on our Twitter account. So you will see the proof.
Yeah, the proof.
Saturday. I wake up. Everything's fine. Bugman and I have plans. We're going to record Sunday.
Yep.
Since last week, you know, again, Red Hat Society's trying to get the truth down up under a pillow or trying to suffocate us one.
Yep.
And keep the truth away from the public.
Right.
I wake up, everything's fine. And I'm just kind of chilling, having a nice chilling day. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, without explanation, I am marked.
Bam.
And what I mean by marked is I have a big red and purple mark right between my eyes.
Purple. Did you hear him, folks? Purple.
Let me tell y'all something. I did not hit my head.
No.
I didn't rest my head on anything. I wasn't wearing a hat that was that low.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel it, didn't even realize it was there.
Right.
Until somebody else pointed it out to me. I spent the morning watching cartoons with my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was marked with the Red Hat Society's signature colors.
They came into your home. They were there. They had
somehow,
to be.
Somehow. I mean, we're at the point where we're talking about, what's that movie where, is it The Bureau, where they can just stop time?
Oh.
And you don't even realize it?
Maybe so, yeah.
Is that what it's called? I'm starting to think the Red Hat Society has these abilities because how else in the wild world did I not have it before my wife got out of the shower? But then after she got out of the shower, she comes back in the living room and sees this big old red purplish mark on my forehead.
Wow.
Listen,
folks,
you'll be able to find it on our Twitter at SomeBugMan.
Yeah.
I'll show you the picture. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
So out of concern for the safety of my family, we just didn't record last week.
No. How could we? Yeah. How could we?
You know, thought they're in the house. They're too close.
Man, it is a scary time that we're in. Here at Some Bugman Universities, we're at an all-time high of knowledge, of investigative reporting. Mm-hmm. And that's dangerous. You don't think about that, but we're in danger,
sure,
constant danger all the time.
But we're doing this for you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, every week, every other week now, whenever we deliver a show to you guys, it's the truth.
Yes.
We're trying to deliver the truth each and every time we send out an episode. If we're talking about if we're talking about, you know, somebody's face on your toilet paper,
yeah.
if we're talking about making Halloween a nicer experience, yeah. like delivering candy to the adults instead of the kids,
mm-hmm.
if we're talking about the suppression and the oppression of not allowing adults to play on Pee Wee football leagues,
yeah.
every single week we are dealing with the truth.
Yes.
And it's yep. the same. It's the same this week, and we tried the last couple of weeks. It's just, you know, they tried their best, and it worked for a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. but not this week.
Not this week. Not this week.
Not this week. Now you can hear, as Bugman mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little raspy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This week, since about Tuesday, I've been bronchitis.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, about Tuesday is when that red mark on my head finally faded,
mm-hmm.
to where even upon close inspection under a light, you couldn't see the mark on my head.
Yeah, okay.
That's whenever I started to feel like I was having some chest problems and some throat problems, a little bit of pain. I started coughing a little bit.
Yeah.
And as the week has gone on, it's gotten to the point where I wake up every night, at least once, sometime between 3 and 5 a.m., just coughing my brains out, and I have to go into the bathroom and cough something up.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And isn't it funny that your air goes out, and then when it's replaced and you're there for a couple of days, all of a sudden, uh-huh. now you're afflicted with some right. something that directly affects your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's nuts.
It's nuts. I mean, nuts.
They've tried to come for the final goal.
Yeah.
They're literally trying to shut us up.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have a voice.
Man.
You know?
And
they're thinking, if I don't have a voice, I can't record this podcast. Let
exactly.
me tell you something. I will do text-to-speech.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
It'll be all robotic, but the truth is going to get out there.
The truth has to get out there, and that's kind of the part that's freaking me out about all this, is we've mm-hmm. not even went public with any of this information.
Right.
This is only between you and me trying to get mm-hmm. this report together for the public.
Yep.
What's going to happen when we get to the end of all this? What are we going to do?
Right.
This may be
right.
it. This may be it.
But it's a risk we got to take.
We have to. Yeah.
Because it's for the people.
Yeah.
You know?
Man.
It's for the people. We got to take it to that next step. Because we owe it. We owe it to our patrons.
Yes.
We owe it to the longtime listeners.
Yeah.
We owe it to every single person who's ever tried to figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to figure this out, and we got to get the truth out there. Even if it means every episode from now on I got to do text to speech.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to have a voice. Okay.
And you know, it's so funny because people laughed at us when we began researching the color purple, and when we
yeah.
began researching rainbows and the oppression mm-hmm. of these colors, people laughed at us.
Yeah.
And now where are we now? We're involved in something so important that
yeah.
that this society is sabotaging your very home.
Right. It goes deeper than just the color purple. What we thought was the color purple being oppressed,
yeah.
it now turns out not only is it being oppressed, it's being stolen, and being used,
yes.
to and made to work on these evil practices.
Wow! 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 Wow!
But folks, again, we've only got enough time to tell you how they're trying to stop us
yes.
this week.
Yeah,
we don't even have time to get into everything that we believe.
Yeah.
that the Red Hat Society is responsible for, not just what they're responsible for in trying to prevent our show, but what they're actually doing
yeah.
to society at large, to what they're doing to our listeners.
Yeah.
We care about you.
That's it. And so this week, we just want you to be aware. We want you to have your eyes on the horizon and just mm-hmm. look out. Be close to your family. Really just take count of your blessings. And just, you know, keep us in your thoughts, because this next
yeah.
week is going to be rough. It's
yeah.
it's going to be
and
rough.
Listen,
we've got a lot working against us.
And if you've got any information, feel free to send it to us. Email us at somebugman@gmail.com or message us on Twitter and let us know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
all the information that you can give us on the Red Hat Society and how it has affected your family it can help. Because the red hat needs to be exposed.
Yeah, it's time.
We need to get them to take it off so we can see what is underneath up in the dome of that red hat. What are they hiding in the dome?
Yeah, enough's enough.
That's right.
Enough's enough.
Well, I think we got that one figured out.
For now.
So far.
Yep, so far.
So far. So if you or someone you know is dealing with the red hat, then keep listening.
Yeah.
Because we've got more information to come out next week. We'll see how they try to, not next week, but the week after, we'll see how they try to stop us. We'll see how they try to silence this show.
Yeah, because it's coming.
But we can tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. We won't let it.
We will not be silenced. We will not be silenced. Evil will not win the day. So if you or someone you know is in on this conspiracy or knows about this conspiracy better, you need to be listening. You need to be sharing this. We need to get the word out
yes.
so people can protect themselves.
Yes.
And with that being said, we have some wonderful advertisers today. I'd like to thank them for their message, and they are with us in the fight.
Yes. Yep. And it's an encoded message, but I think you'll all get the point.
Hola a todos. Este es el hombre insecto del podcast. Un tipo y el hombre insecto resuelven las cosas. Me gustaría contarles una historia sobre mi cuando era niño. Llovió el día que nací. La lluvia me siguió a todas partes. No sabía que había días soleados. Los días soleados eran solo en sueños. Hasta que día, cuando tiene 15 años, conocí a una torga que necesitaba ser cargada. Después de ayudar a la amble tortuga, ella me pidió. Todavía llueve mucho, pero ahora los arcoíris me siguen más cerca que la lluvia.
And thank you to our advertisers. What a wonderful ad it was.
What a wonderful message that they bring.
We go now to our questions, our listener questions. We've got some from the tweeters. Why don't you start us off?
I will. Let's give your poor throat a break. Your voice right. needs
Thank
a rest.
You.
So our
Thank
first
you.
Question is from our good old pal, Johnny Casino. How do you define a home? Is it where you lay your head? Is it where your heart is? Is it where you store your children?
All right. So where you lay your head is a pillow.
That's true.
Where your heart is inside your chest.
That's like your rib cage. Yeah.
And as far as I know, just like every other American, you store your kids right in front of a working TV.
Or a Switch or any kind
yeah,
of gaming
video
console.
Games or something. So as far as a home is concerned, maybe a home is just where you can do all three of those things.
Hey, yeah, that's a good point. Like, maybe that's in the back of a van, even.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be home.
That could be home.
You could, you got pillows there, your heart is still in your chest there, and your kids can watch something on an iPad.
You know, we called them, back home, we used to call them pillas. You wouldn't say pillow. You would say
right. Pillow.
Lay your head on the pillow there, or the pillar. We lived at the foot of the hills where we weren't hill folk, but we weren't exactly flatlanders either. So you would say lay your head on the pillar if you're really old.
Dadgum flatlanders.
Then the modern foothillians would say pillas, and then by the time I came around, we were kind of into this newfangled pillow. Technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah.
Yep.
So, interesting little tidbit for you there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So,
regional dialects on the pillars.
Now I live in the land of the Flatlanders, and
right. Now
they say things like water cooler. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, and I'm up here living with the hill people, and they all say, horsed. They washed it. Did your pillow get dirty? Well, you need to wash it.
Yeah, you know,
you need to wash it.
We didn't lock our doors very often, but if there was ever talk of hill folk being around, mm-hmm. your doors were locked. Your doors were locked.
Your doors.
Yeah, there was no mingling with the hill folk.
Well, if there was ever talk of Flatlanders coming near, your guns were cocked.
yes, right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Y'all's doors were locked. Our guns were
cocked. That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Next question. Little history for you, folks. Grouchy Surge sends in, Dear Bugsman Bunny. So it's a little play on words there. Sitting here watching Dave and Ava with my daughter on the YouTubes and can't help but to wonder. I'll be on vacation in Pennsylvania Labor Day week. Name two things I should not do. Well, okay, unfortunately, we did not have an episode out then, so sorry about that, first of all. And I'm going to say the first thing that I thought of, I did some research on Dave and Ava. One thing you should not do is watch that, perhaps. And because I watched it, and, you know, I'm always learning and asking questions and whatever. Watch that stuff in reverse and see if you don't receive some kind of curse from the pits of Hades there. It's some creepy stuff that you're letting your kids watch there. Something about frogs and I don't know, man. Like,
I guess I just agree.
Something else is, don't visit Lake Erie. That there's some scary things going on in Lake Erie. So maybe don't go visit there either.
Yeah. Now I would say, while you're going to be out in Pennsylvania, maybe one thing that you should not do is you should not forget to visit Shroot Farms.
Oh.
You need to visit Shroot Farms, so don't forget.
Right.
I just spent the last few weeks binge-watching seasons 1 through 9 of The Office, and it was glorious.
Well, how many times?
Apologies to those of you who don't like The Office. I'm sure Dave doesn't. Dave doesn't like Breaking Bad, so he probably doesn't like other good shows like The Office.
Probably not.
So... just don't forget to head on out to Shroot Farms to spite Dave. Love you, Dave.
Love you, Dave. How many times has it been for you binging The Office now?
Let's say conservatively at least once a year since 2014.
No kidding. Yeah.
And before that, I'd probably seen it twice, but I wasn't trying to watch it once a year.
Right.
And I don't try to watch. I don't have it on a schedule. Oh, I got to watch it once a year. It's just that every so often, about this time, about early fall, I think, you know what? It's been long enough. I think I've forgotten most of not the storyline, but I've forgotten most of all the little jokes from each of the episodes. I can't quote them to you anymore. Yeah. So I watch it again, and it's just funny again.
Yeah.
You'll hear me laughing. You'll hear me laughing.
You know, I know people that is their religion. The office is their faith, you know, and
I don't know about that.
I think
it's
important. I think it's funny, but there is so many more things that I could do with that's 9 seasons. Some guy, that's such a long show.
I don't sit and just watch it.
No way.
Like, I'm not just staring at the screen listening to the episode. Yeah. Like I can with some of the episodes, not all of them, but for the most part, the episodes are like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
I just turn it on Netflix and like while I'm playing a video game or if I'm, you know, if I'm, I might be just eating for breakfast or something like that or sitting on my lunch break eating or something, then I'll have it on. I don't usually just sit and watch them.
I think for me, I'm good about just watching them. And then I get to like the 4th season and I just get mad. Like I get halfway through an episode. I'm like, what am I doing? And I just don't. I'm not a binger. I've tried. I'm just not a binger. My wife is
thing.
A total binger.
With some of these things, I get to where I'm like, am I doing this because I'm enjoying this, or I'm doing this because I want to be able to say that I did?
Yeah, Yeah.
That's some things I get that way. But with the office,
yeah.
I just putting a year in between watches,
yeah.
I don't ever feel that way. I'm like, yeah, I could watch another episode. I could watch another
okay.
episode.
Well, so. Anyway, so that was a weird thing that I don't think we've ever done before on this show. Yeah. But hey, whatever. So our last question is actually from the public, not from social media. This is from Grouchy Surge, but he sent this to us snail mail wise.
Right.
So it's as much from the public as what we ever get. So here we go. Is Johnny Casino really homeless and disguising it by pretending to be, quote, on the road, unquote, all the time? Wow.
Well, I know that in the past couple of weeks that old Mr. Johnny has sent us a photograph of his home on the road, an old hotel that he's staying at.
Yeah.
And I have to say, looks like he's between homes.
He is definitely between homes. I think that that is a deep question, and I have to reiterate the point I made a few weeks ago. I think the question is, even if you have a home, how often do you have to be away from it until you are essentially homeless anyway?
Right.
And I think Johnny Boy stays gone a lot. And so even if somehow he could, like, take a picture of his deed or something like that to his house, if you're gone, six months out of the year or whatever, you're just as homeless as you are home full. You know what
I
mean?
I can tell you that... during the month of June and bleeding into July, I'm on the road quite a bit, and I did 3 weeks in June, and then or maybe I did 2 weeks in June, and then the first week of July I was on vacation, but I was traveling. I wasn't at home.
Yeah,
and then the very next week in July, second week of July, I was traveling again, and I work with teenagers. And what I told those teenagers that fourth week of travel was, this week, you're not getting regular Chase. You're getting Hobo Chase because it's my fourth week on the road.
Yeah.
And I've barely been home.
Yeah.
And I'm real tired.
So, like you said, 3 weeks into June and you've not been home. You're homeless.
I felt like I was
homeless. You're homeless.
I felt I was living out of a suitcase, you know, living bus to bus, van to van. And it just, you just feel like you don't have a home to go back to after that long. It's forever,
man. Before I forget, I was talking to Sir Johnny the other day, and he actually gave us our first testimonial that he was flying on a plane. He had asked a question about how to be more comfortable on a plane, and our answer was essentially, you have to have more money, bro. Like, you just it's a monetary based system.
Got
to get that first class. And he said, well, funny enough, I have enough points that I upgraded to first class. And y'all are totally right. There is no comfort on a plane except in the first class section. And so there you go. It just goes to show you. We know. I mean, essentially every question we can answer. So just bring them to us, folks. Bring them to us.
Man, if this tells you anything, like I've ridden coach a few times, and let's say you fall asleep on coach in the coach area, and when the plane is ready, when it's docking, if you're still asleep, you get the flight attendants to come by and go, sir, sir, you have to wake up, sir.
Oh,
everyone needs to get off the plane, sir. You get that whole attitude.
Yeah.
Now listen, I was once upgraded because the flight was overbooked in coach. Another person I was flying with got upgraded because their seat was double booked. They upgraded that person to first class, and they felt bad enough for that person. They had a second seat next to that person up in first class. They said, if you want, because you're alone, you can go ahead and upgrade one of your friends and then come sit in first class with you for free. And that person was kind enough to give me that second chair in first class. Let me tell you the difference in first class and coach. Whenever you fall asleep in first class and the plane lands, the flight attendant came by and tickled my ear. I'm talking,
wow,
put two fingers right up behind my ear and just kind of scratched and just scratched again and scratched again. I woke up and I was kind of, it kind of weirded me out.
Hello.
She was doing that. And then as soon as I woke up, she's smiling. She goes, "Good morning, sweetie." This happened as I'm telling you,
yeah,
like everything in our conspiracies that has happened over the last three weeks to prevent this episode from coming out. I'm telling you,
wow,
these two things. I saw the coach thing happen to another person,
yeah,
by a flight attendant, and the thing in first class happened to me. If that doesn't,
wow,
tell you what the difference between coach and first class is, I don't know what to tell you.
Wake, peasant. Wake.
Yeah. to just a little scratch right behind your ear.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Come on, sweetie. You got to wake up. It's time. Time to wake up.
Oh,
we've got
my
your,
gosh.
We got your steamed hot chocolate just waiting.
Poor little sweet thing. Wake up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
nuts.
Amazing. That's great.
Well, I guess that's it.
That's it.
Today.
We've done it.
It's all the questions we've got.
That's it.
Listen, if we've done your figuring for you this time or any time, consider supporting us on Patreon. The link to our Patreon will be in the show notes and on our website. You can find us at somebugman.com for our website and at somebugman on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
You can find me at bugman_Bradley. Thank you.
And tune in next week for our episode part two of What Does the Red Hat Hide?
Boom, boom, boom. Suspenseful.